Israeli air raids on Gaza have continued for a sixth day, claiming the lives of more innocent Palestinians. So far, nearly 450 Gazans have been killed and at least 2,000 others wounded, many of them critically so. Doctors say the situation in hospitals is desperate due to lack of medicine and medical supplies.
The situation is very desperate in Gaza hospitals, especially with this, you know, Israeli madness and aggressions continued. The number of casualties and the quality of injuries are in fact very bad. And this is consuming or bleeding our capacities, health capacities.
Foreign doctors who have managed to enter Gaza say that most of the victims in hospitals are civilians.
The blockade must be lifted immediately so that medicine, medical equipment and medical personnel can come in to treat the wounded. There is a large number of wounded that needs treatment. We need medicine, we need medical equipment and spare parts. Most of the patients I have seen are civilians. Now, just now, 9 children came in, 2 of them severe injuries. 40% of the injured are children and women.
Almost everyone in this tiny coastal enclave has a relative or a friend who has been killed or maimed since Saturday onslaught. Families of victims tell of the ordeal they have been through as they are mourning their loved ones.
I'm extremely depressed for the loss of my nieces. It's burning inside me. I can't describe my agony. I just pray to God to take our revenge on those who killed them.
The streets of Gaza are empty and shops are closed as people here fear that they might fall victim to Israeli aerial assaults. After the devastating air and artillery fire by Israel, on New Year's Day, Gazans are not even thinking about basic needs in life. They just wonder if they will survive one more day. Ashraq Shannon, Press TV Gaza.